going, my brother? What's up in your world?
Hey, I am going crazy. I'm like a Dunkin' Donut guy. I pass myself coming and going in the morning. How are you today?
I can't say I'm quite going that crazy, but with college football like 2 weekends away, and I mean real football too, and just the general end of the off season, dude, I'm rocking and I'm rolling. I'm in a great mood.
That's good. I have one complaint. You asked earlier about what we don't like about college football, and here's my complaint. You can put it on the board and tell everybody. Get this corrected for me, please. They play ball while I'm at the Renaissance Festival. If they could stop doing that, I'd appreciate it, but I can't watch.
Hey, if you want to make a deal here, they can move the Renaissance Festival to the spring and take it out of the 110-degree weather. You know, no one's going to argue with you, and then it won't interfere with football.
That's awesome. I got to talk to a king about that next time I sit down and beer with him maybe next week and say, hey, let's just move this to the spring where it's a lot cooler, because you're right, man. It's hot in October.
That's why people could use a really good beer, and that's where Brigadoon Brewery can help out.
We sure can. We have about 16 taps online at the Renaissance Festival. We'll have about 6 of those of ours. We have 10 guest taps and a rotating brewery of the day coming through on our Taste Texas class, and we're getting ramped up for that right now, Louie.
You can find Brigadoon Brewery on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend. All the beers they make and some of the best beers from all around the state of Texas, Texas Craft Breweries. And when you stop by the Ren Fest, you make sure you stop by Brigadoon Brewery. Also, they have their outpost location in Pasadena. That's their 24/7 full-time brewing location in Pasadena. Brigadoon Brewery is located there 12 months a year. Well, do you shut down for the Ren Fest still?
We're looking at that this year. We're trying to figure out if we can or not. The hard part is finding employees you can trust with thousands of dollars of bottled alcohol and coming out for a quality staffing and quality service. So we're going to decide that pretty soon here. We're trying to work out our staffing needs there. We hope not to, though.
I wouldn't trust anyone I know with thousands of dollars worth. I wouldn't trust myself if you asked me to watch the store with thousands of dollars worth of alcohol.
I've got a really great crew of about 17 people to the core of our team. And most of them have been with me 5 or 6 years, and it's like family. They're a really good group. I owe everything to them. You can't do anything by yourself. And without them and without my wife, Linda, in charge of everything, we would be nowhere.
She's amazing. She's awesome. She rocks. I know her. I can speak to this. She's really cool.
So I want to talk about two things today, Louie, if you don't mind. I want to talk about, first of all, we've got a contest coming up. We release details pretty soon, so they need to stay tuned to BrigadoonBrewery.com or our Facebook page. But we're going to have our brewery contest to have a Brew King and Queen. That's the last 5 years of Texas Renaissance Festival. And on August 16th at 8 a.m., we'll open up to accept names. People can give the name for us to name our Marzen Oktoberfest beer. We've already brewed it. And then we will let them name it. And the winner will be crowned King or Queen of the brews on the stage of Texas Renaissance Festival. And they'll win a bunch of prizes. It'll be up there from August 16th to 23rd. We'll accept names. And the following week, we'll accept voting on that.
Okay, exciting. So they can name your Marzen beer. And the winning entry, the winning name, will be announced as the Queen or King of Renfest?
No, the King or Queen of Beer, of brews. Brew King. Yeah, it's a title we've had the last 5 years. They're making royalty. They're either King or Queen of Brews for the entire run of that festival year. There's a spot on our page on our www.brigadoonbrewery.com. They can go and see the past winners and the labels and everything about that. But it's an exciting time. They'll win a mug, a certificate. They'll get some beer to take home with them, T-shirts. And they get to stay on stage with me and meet the king in front of everybody while we tap a keg.
And what's the timeline on that again? When does it open? When do they have time to submit?
It will start August 16th, so it's next week. Next Monday. And it runs through the 23rd. And that will be the entry time to put your names up there. You put any name you want to, as long as it's not trademarked and as long as it's PG, we got to keep it friendly to the public. And then we will research to make sure the names submitted do not violate trademark rules. And then we will pick 5, and those top 5 will be voted on by our list, by our viewers and listeners. They'll be able to vote to see who wins.
And where can they go to submit?
That's going to be up a link off of our page and the Texas Renaissance Festival page. Link's not up there yet. But you can go to BrigadoonBrewery.com, or you can go to, starting on that date, and get the exact the web address, for I don't want to lie to you on that address. It's going to be, I think it's TexRen.com, I believe. Let me make sure of that.
Now, you know that the listeners of the Louie Belina Show are amazing beer namers. Because when we needed a name for our collaboration beer, and they came up with Man's Best Friend, tell me that wasn't glorious.
And that's why I want to give you all a heads up. It's not been announced anywhere else. It's an exclusive. So your listeners have got the chance to start thinking about some great beer names. And they'll be able to start doing that as of the 16th of August. They can go to brigadoonbrewery.com for a link, or they can go to textrenfest.com for a link. And that link will be posted at 8 a.m. in the morning. They can enter a suggestion and as many names as they want to. We'll talk to the top five out of the selections developed and given to us. And then the listeners will get a chance to vote on that.
This sounds amazing. You said there was two things you wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about the beer list. I had some great beers at the Master Brewers Conference this last week. I don't want to miss talking about beer. Come on.
Yes. Now, did you come up with a whole other set of reviews, or you just have some beers that you found there?
Oh, no, no. We went ahead and came up with a whole new list. We added on the list, is what I should say.
Oh, I didn't know this. Oh, I can't wait to check it out.
I do my homework. Come on. If you're going to give me homework, I'm going to follow it.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, Alan, our Beer Master General, he does beer reviews. And these reviews are amazing. He grades 1 to 5. I mean, the things that matter with beer. Taste, mouthfeel. You got to check out. You go to brigadoonbrewery.com, which is his website, brigadoonbrewery.com. And it says Beer Master General. Click the link. You'll get the reviews from there. And he's just added a whole nother list of beer reviews. Because, Alan, tell him again, where were you, you know, a weekend ago?
I took my own, my own painful agonist. I went to the Master Brewers Association of Eastern Texas meeting, where we had about 45 breweries from Texas area there. Oh. And we had some educational times. And on Friday and Saturday evenings, we get to sample each other's beer. So I went ahead and picked about 9 up to 10 up there that I picked out that were fairly new and put them online, both good and bad. I will tell you, I grade rough. I had some beers that, one beer that got below 2 on me this time. I was not a fan of it. You need to look online and see which one that is and decide for yourself. But there was several great beers. You know, a couple stood out to me. And some of your listeners may not be a fan of big beer, and they may consider Carbach big beer, but Carbach is releasing a new beer called Hop Tongue. It's not on the market yet. It'll be out probably in the next week or so. I got a sneak peek at this one. And it is a fantastic. I rated it as 4.5. It was a good two-row crystal malts, Chinook, Simcoe, and Centennial malts, a great combination of that. And it was one of my new favorite beer for the weekend at least. But that was an exciting beer. And I picked one out for women. Lady Linda, my wife, picked one out, and I agree with her. They at Carbach also had a lime rattler, cherry lime rattler, which to me would make a great slushy. And if you're looking for Oktoberfest, Altstadt. I had a sample of that. Altstadt Oktoberfest should hit the market pretty soon here, probably in another 2 weeks. I got a sneak peek on it also, and I already did about a 4.4. Altstadt's out of Fredericksburg, and they make a fantastic German variety of beers for their Oktoberfest. This year is really, really good. But there's about 10 of them up there. Go look at them and see if you like them or not.
I almost bought the Carbach Cherry Limeade Rattler over the weekend. I don't mind, I don't know, maybe once in a month, maybe twice, but once in a month, mixing it up with the Rattler styles and caught the women beer, caught the sweeter type beers. And I saw that Cherry Limeade, and I was fascinated by it. But I was also scared to buy a whole six-pack.
Well, you know, and I understand that. And I was a little apprehensive myself, but I went ahead and tried it, and I found it to be, to me, if you froze it, make a great cherry limeade.
You could cook with it then. You mentioned all
You could cook with it.
Yeah, you could cook with it. If you can freeze it, you can cook with it.
True. To me, it's like a cherry limeade, and it is just like a cherry limeade. So it's got a great cherry flavor. And I'm not a big fan of that style, but that was really good. And Lady Linda really liked it. I had another one on Cherry Limeade also I did not like.
The Shiner one.
Session. Yeah. How'd you guess?
Look, we've talked about Shiner, and they've changed their beer philosophy. And they're from the, we're going to spit one out a week and try and service the people that want to try something new. And I've also shared my belief that they keep spitting out bad beer. They're just making beer to make it right now.
I can agree with that. I had their cherry limeade. I was not impressed. It's an experience to try. Maybe a swallow. I didn't finish my bottle. It was not to my tasting. In fact, it tastes like cough syrup and acid to me. I did not like it. I'm not against Shiner. I like Shiner products. They have a sea salt lime that's out there right now, which I tried at the same time. And I get rated at 3. It wasn't bad for that style of beer. Now, that one would make a decent marinade for fajitas, I think, also. But it's a nice, refreshing beer. So not all their beers coming out are bad, but the Cherry Limeade in China, no, I'm sorry. I got to.
You said it tastes like cough syrup and acid. Do you realize you just said that?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Buy a bottle. I encourage everybody to go out and buy a bottle. And, you know, HEBs now, where you can buy a single bottle. Buy a bottle, take it home, chill it down. In the privacy of your own home, and you can enjoy the fruitfulness and the savoring flavors of this beer. Try it and see what you think.
If you want to check out Alan's beer reviews, he does them for us here on the Louie Belina Show. He had the first set. We had talked about it. And, again, he went to the Texas Craft Guild United of America National Convention Conference thing a weekend ago and tried beers from 45 different breweries. So he has a second set of reviews up now. You can go to BrigadoonBrewery.com and just click on Beer Master. Trust me, it's easy to find from there. Go to BrigadoonBrewery.com, click on Beer Master. His second set of reviews are up now. Alan, I was wondering if you could help me slash probably a lot of people with something. You mentioned All Stats coming up through Oktoberfest, and you're a big fan of it. We're about to get 200 different Oktoberfests. Is there any way to get a good feel for a good Oktoberfest, bad Oktoberfest, or is it just, you know, a crapshoot?
Well, you know, and actually I think I posted online. I had Shiner's Oktoberfest. I had Relay's Oktoberfest, and they're already on there also. You can get a good Oktoberfest, and I will say one thing. That Oktoberfest generally changed seasonally. I've been a big fan of Rahr's Oktoberfest in the past. I have not had theirs this year. Each year, either my taste buds change, which is possible, or their beer shifts a little bit in how it produces. And it's a seasonal beer, so that's not unheard of to change the recipe a little bit based upon what hop was available and what grain was available at the time they brewed it. So as far as Oktoberfest to me, you know, Paulaner, I think the German styles are the mark to hit. That's the original style. You should go with that. Spaten's got a great Oktoberfest out this year. I had it already. Paulaner's got a decent one. So to me, the gold meat is Spaten, is their Oktoberfest. Our Paulaner's also good. But I think, you know, Allspat's got a little leg up on them. They've got a German brew house. And a German brewer and German recipe. So everything's German there to start with. So they got a bit of an edge on it.
Oh, that warms my heart, though. I love Spaten in general. I'll grab a Spaten beer. It doesn't matter the style.
Oh, I agree. But one of my favorite beers of all time is Spaten Automater. That, to me, is a fantastic beer. I can drink it hot or cold or in the summer or the winter. So Spaten's, you know, they may not make it. They've been around for, I think, for 240 years. They're kind of iffy company. They may not last. But their beer is good quality, and that, to me, is the quality mark against or for Oktoberfest. It needs to be malty. You need to be able to taste that biscuit, that Munich malt inside there. And then the hops are going to be lower in the backside. You probably can't even taste them inside there. They're really, really light on German beers, especially the Oktoberfest. And what tends to be judged me, whether I like an Oktoberfest or not, is the yeast used. And I'm not a big fan of the commercial Oktoberfest yeast itself. I'm a big fan of using what's called German lager yeast to make an Oktoberfest with. And that's just a different region where that yeast came from out of Germany. To me, the Southern German lager yeast produces a better Oktoberfest than the actual Oktoberfest yeast does.
I've had one Oktoberfest too many where I just kept going, isn't this just a brown ale? You know what I mean? We're just, I don't know, flavor lacking.
Yeah.
Like, is it a flat Oktoberfest? What am I missing?
You should be able to taste the malt. I mean, Oktoberfest to me is malty. It's got a golden color to it, you know, kind of a maroon golden, a little bit, not quite maroon. Let's clarify that. Not going to bleed maroon for you there, but it's got a little bit of a copperish maroon color to it, orange tint to it, maybe you want to say, and it's got that caramel base. Those malts have to come through. The hops should be hidden back there, and the yeast should not even be a part of the tasting structure. But it's all up to the Munich malt inside there and the other ones they use.
If you would like to become the beer king or beer queen for a day at the Texas Renaissance Festival, name Alan Brigadoon Brewery's Marzen. August 16th, 1 week from, wait, today? Yeah, 1 week from today. Is that right? 1 week from today, the contest opens up. You'll have a week to submit your names at brigadoonbrewery.com. There'll be five finalists, then a voting, and a winner again becomes the Beer King or Beer King for a day. Great prizes. You get to be on the stage at the Ren Fest with Alan. Name Their Marzen opens up next Monday at brigadoonbrewery.com. And check out all of Alan's beer reviews, which he does just for the Louis Bellina Show at brigadoonbrewery.com. Click on Beer Master General. brigadoonbrewery.com. Click on Beer Master General. Alan, dude, thank you so much. Why didn't you tell me you updated and you put all those beers you just tried on there? I'm like fired up to read the list.
I tried to fire up, go out and buy some. I mean, there's some great ones out of Austin. The Flyman's got some good ones out. I had a new one called Swine Dive IPA, interesting can. And the folks will click on the total, it'll give you a picture of the can or the drink. I do my homework. I'm not going to fail.
It's just like everything you do. That's why you were in charge, like the special forces, like in the Antarctica or whatever. Alan, take care, brother. Talk to you soon. Thank you always.
Take care, Lee. Bye.
Later.